From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Florida's Child Welfare Agency has named a longtime child abuse investigator and social worker as the agency's first statewide fatality prevention specialist. It's a new position the Department of Children and Families created to try and improve transparency when releasing child abuse death records. Lisa Rivera will oversee data gathering and the agency's responses to child deaths. A recent Miami Herald investigation explored nearly 500 child deaths of abuse and neglect that occurred under DCF's watch over the course of 6 years. Well, we can now add South Florida to the growing list of regions worldwide taking to the streets in outrage over the kidnapping of hundreds of young girls in Nigeria. Last month, more than 300 girls were kidnapped from their school by the Islamist extremist group Boko Haram. The Coalition of Concerned Nigerians in South Florida will rally at Rolling Oaks Park in North Miami tomorrow. Lance Dixon is a reporter with the Miami Herald. He says the organizer of the event was inspired by his own son to call the rally.
He said that his son approached him and said, "Dad, I hope we're not going to Nigeria this year." And he was taken aback by that. And so once he heard that, he met with some other local leaders and decided to organize this and said that the real focus of it beyond being a part of the Bring Back Our Girls movement is also just to help people understand more about Boko Haram and the situation there.
The group also hopes South Floridians will frequently use the hashtag #BringBackOurGirls on social media websites. The Boko Haram has claimed responsibility for multiple attacks, kidnappings, and over 1,500 deaths in Nigeria this year alone. According to U.S. Census data, there are over 1,000 Nigerians living in Miami-Dade and Broward counties. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Here's Paul Leary.